Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Every day, you look on the internet and you see another story about social media and the harm that it can do, particularly to young minds. I don't know if you saw this, but Australia actually wants to ban kids under 16 from social media. Now, it's unclear if that'll be able to happen and how do you enforce it and all the things, but here in the States, you know, the headlines scream, you know, you got this door kicking challenge and this Urban X challenge, and you got these vaping things that are happening on TikTok that have both parents and law enforcement really, really worried about the impact that it's going to have on kids. And I really wanted to talk about not only the impact that social has on kids, but is there any way to stop this problem, or is the cat out of the bag? Like, is there a way to reach kids when they're young enough to sort of, you know, educate them as to the risks or train their brain differently? And I want to bring in Lori DiMatteo from Kids Strong Connecticut. Lori used to be a teacher. We'll talk about that in a second. And now she helps run Kids Strong Connecticut. Lori, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me start with this, Lori. You know, I just ran down a litany of different things happening on social media. You used to be a teacher. Is the impact of social media worse now than it's ever been, in your opinion?
It has, or it is. I mean, the whole human experience that we have is about connection. And what we've seen social media do is create a false sense of connection. And that these kids are becoming more and more isolated. And so they're losing the skills in which they have to interact with each other.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you and I both know, because we both have kids of varying ages, but we all know that by the time they get to, 12, 13, their habits are formed. They're on their phones. They're on TikTok. You can't really stop it. And so let me ask you this. I know at Kids Strong, you're actually trying to get to kids earlier in terms of age and otherwise. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is be more proactive with kids, as opposed to now they have these issues and they have these habits. How do you react to them? It's a much harder space to be in. So at Kids Strong, what we do is we're working on building better brains. And we do that through using physical activity as a way to ignite, you know, their brain, bring in extra oxygen flow, extra blood flow, get it pumping through the brain. It is lit up, ready to go. And now we work on the different areas of the brain to help build more neural connections, and create the environment where they learn that persistence is, you know, safe. And so what ends up happening is you see these kids wiring their brain correctly when they're young. I mean, we start as young as walking. Our program happens to end at their 12th birthday. And then we're wiring their brains in such a way that the hope is that by the time they get to 12, they have built the skills necessary, the confidence necessary to be able to have different, make better choices.
So I know Kids Strong has locations all throughout Connecticut, and you're talking to parents every day. When parents come in, what are their concerns? I mean, is social media on the top of the list of their concerns when they come in?
So for a lot of the parents that we're getting, it's almost the precursor to social media. It's the video games, which are also, you know, where they are talking to other kids. A lot of the kids in the 10, 11, 12 range that we get, yes, they are starting to hit, you know, the social media, the Facebook, Instagram, things. Snapchat is a big one for them. We get a lot of parents that are, you know, getting referrals from their pediatrician. Their child's overweight, their child has low muscle tone. But, you know, why do we see that? Because their activity has decreased and they are now more sedentary and turning towards social media.
So where does KidStrong fit in the puzzle of, all right, you have parenting at home, you send mm-hmm. your kids to school all day. Where does KidStrong kind of fit in there in the, if you look at it as a puzzle with parenting as one piece and school as another piece, where does KidStrong fit in?
Yeah, we have classes in the evenings on weekends. And part of what we do in our program is, you know, these kids are sitting down. They're born to move, right? And we sit them down more and more. And as you mentioned earlier, I used to be a teacher and started teaching in 1995. We used to have recess twice a day. We used to have gym at least once a week, if not more. We're seeing that recesses once a day and gym, we're lucky if we get it once a week. So we're moving kids less. And we're seeing an increase in childhood anxiety, childhood depression. All of these illnesses and diseases are on the rise as we decrease their movement. So it is so imperative if we want to see school success and we want to see social success and we want to see self-confidence, you know, that we find a way to fit it in our weekly program with our kids, because it's going to enhance all the other things that we do with them.
Let me ask you this, and you know this better than anyone, having been a school teacher. We have some absolutely outstanding educators in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of our kids I know have gone through the public schools in Connecticut and generally speaking have had amazing teachers. My question, though, is, you know, we constantly hear about resources getting cut and personalized programs at school getting cut. Are we really at an inflection point right now in terms of are schools almost becoming kind of more of a one size fits all just because of it's a resource issue?
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Yes, we are seeing schools having a lot of challenges meeting kids' needs today. And a lot of that comes in with there's a lot of behavior challenges. And all behavior stems from emotion, and all emotion stems from unmet needs, right? And so one of the things that we're working on with KidStrong is having the kids work on emotional control. We're having them work on emotional literacy, right? How to get to a space to learn to breathe properly when you're feeling an emotion, identify emotion, what emotion you're in. And that translates to what the classroom looks like, right? When you're talking about these teachers who don't have the resources, where these kids are going through all of this, and now put them all in one room, and that becomes a lot to handle. Now, if they have those skills on their own, that becomes less for the classroom.
Hey, Lori, thank you so much for your time. She's Lori DiMatteo. The website is kidstrong.com, correct, Lori?
It is. Yep. And you can put in your location and you'll find the one closest to you.
And there's a bunch of locations in Connecticut. Lori, thank you so much.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.